Welcome to the Organize 365 Coffee Chat. These coffee chats pop up when I have something fun or important to share with you about what is going on at the Organize 365 company. Coffee chats share time-sensitive information, so when the coffee has gone cold and the information is no longer relevant, these episodes will disappear from your podcast queue, keeping the Organize 365 podcast feed current and relevant. I think our coffee is ready. You may not know this, but years ago, we used to have 8 Friday workboxes. We had one for teachers, homeschoolers, entrepreneurs, direct sellers, volunteers, real estate professionals, and on and on and on. And truth be told, we were at a crossroads of needing to individualize the Friday workbox even more or create bigger general categories. And when I took a look at the 8 workboxes we had already created, 6 fell into what are currently the business Friday workbox, and 2, the homeschool and the teacher workboxes, became the education workbox. And while there are many, many, many similarities between different kinds of businesses, there are differences for educators in their workbox. So what is the difference between the business and the education workbox? The business workbox is to support you in a financial endeavor in business, whether you're in the employer, a manager, or an employee. Businesses run on certain systems, and there are 4 kinds of work inside a business that lead to income for that business, which leads to profitability and jobs for everyone. Education is completely different. Like when you come into business, there is usually a product or service that everyone rallies behind, and people come into business with a unique skill set, and their skill set grows on the job through on-the-job training and also different opportunities that are presented. My observation in education is that people come into education with the skill set needed for the students that they serve, or in the administration that they serve to support the teachers who support the students. And the on-the-job training is in how to get through all the red tape to actually get to the kids to make the difference. I mean, that's a pretty broad statement. But for the most part, myself as a teacher and now as a PhD candidate, and I look at my other fellow PhD candidates and teachers that I know, like we invest our time and money to get a degree to teach the thing that we want to teach before we get the job. And then once we get the job, we continue to invest in our own learning in order to continue to be the best candidate for the job we already have and or grow into the next job and next education that we're going to have. This is not how it's done in business. Like, yes, maybe you do or don't have a degree when you get into business, but in business, they actually pay you to get an advanced degree and they provide training at no cost to you. That is not exactly what happens in the field of education. In education, we love learning so much that we are lifelong learners and we invest in our own learning so that we are even better teachers for the population that we serve. And there is some development that is taught at schools, but it usually is in specific instruction. It's not actually for you as the educator, as the person who is providing the education. As a matter of fact, usually if it's only for you and not for the students, it doesn't qualify for reimbursement, which that is a whole nother issue I'm not going to get into right now. So when we created the education workbox, and why I didn't just lump the education workbox in with the business workbox, is because the education workbox doesn't teach you how to be a better teacher. And it also doesn't teach you how to do the job that you've been hired to do in teaching, whether that's administration or teaching. It helps you with all of the other work that is required in order to be in an educational institution. And instead of 4 kinds of work, like at a business workbox, there are 7 kinds of work that we've identified. Remember, none of it is your lesson plans, and none of it is what you are teaching. It is all the administrative and repetitive and red tape that you need to do in order to do the thing that you love. Because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't be doing it. Let me just tell you. It is the disciplinary information that you need to have, the information for 504s and IEPs, the logins for everything that you need on the computer and everything the kids need on the computer. It's the things that are done outside of the classroom, like making copies and getting everything ready for field trips. It's student registration forms. It's the other teams that you're on, both at your department level, your building level, and your district level or your institution level. It's all of those things. It's all of the administrative repetitive work that happens when you're not actually in the classroom teaching students. If you're not teaching students, the education workbox covers everything that is in there. Now, last year, the price of the Business Friday workbox increased, but the Education Friday workbox is not increasing. So the price is not increasing. Not only that, last year we had a teacher camp for teachers, and there was a fee to attend teacher camp because the Education Workbox Club that was going to be on Thursday nights was included in the purchase of the Education Workbox, just like the Business Friday Workbox has a club and the Sunday Basket has a club. However, attendance for the Education Workbox Club was very minimal because if you're in education, you know there are no extra minutes to be doing a club every single week. And also the timing. Like, we went round and round and round in Organized 365 about when this club timing should be. And as the former educator, I kept saying it needs to be Thursday night. Like, if anyone's going to show up, it'll be Thursday night. And any other time is not going to work. But with time zones and travels and all that, the club time just did not work very well. As I predicted, it kind of wouldn't. Like, I just knew that it probably wasn't going to work. And I was correct. So going forward, there will not be an Education Workbox Club. I know. But we're going to give you something even better. When you make your Education Workbox purchase, or for all of you that already have one, the first education teacher camp that you attend in July, the first one that goes with your box, will be given to you at no charge. That's right. We are not increasing the price of the Education Workbox this year, and we're giving you education camp as part of the Education Workbox. We love teachers. I was a teacher. I understand you. I am you. And this is the support that you need to make the next year the best year possible. Because here's what I know. You are an amazing teacher. You're an amazing teacher. You've always been an amazing teacher. And the pandemic has made families, administrations, and people who totally forgot about schools altogether realize how important teachers are for the fabric of society. Like, you are shaping the next generation, and you're fabulous at it. You don't need me or anybody else telling you how to be a better teacher or support in the education system. This will work for those of you that are in community college, university settings, work in administration. These education workboxes will work for everyone in an education setting, including homeschoolers. If you are teaching your kids at home, you need to give yourself the gift of a box to organize that administration and the lessons that you're going to teach your students. So this year in 2023, the Education Friday Workbox includes Education Camp, which is the second week in July. There will be a replay through Labor Day. And we do that because once school starts, come on, you know it and I know it. If it isn't already created by Labor Day, it's not getting created until next summer. So happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Thank you for all that you do. You do not need any support in being a better teacher inside of the classroom. What we at Organize 365 want to do is make visible the invisible tasks that are weighing you down and keeping you from the amazing instruction that you are qualified and capable of providing, and organize all of those extra administrative tasks, papers, checklists, and things that you need in order to really hit the ground running and save time next year so that you have more time for yourself and your family, or to invest in more education because, I don't know, we're a glutton, right? Like, if you like teaching, you love learning. And I want you to have your time to do what you want to do with it, not to be chasing a paper or running late to a meeting that you forgot was scheduled and don't have all of the paperwork that you need for that meeting. Let's do this together.